So what eventually happens is that Gollum and Frodo come to an agreement. Gollum swears by the ring, which he calls his precious. He swears by the master of the precious, which is Frodo at this point, that he will do whatever it is that Frodo tells him. He will protect the precious. And Frodo believes that Gollum will keep that promise because he's sworn it to the ring, which has controlled him for so long. And Frodo knows that if he were to put on the ring, because the ring had once mastered Gollum, he could control Gollum. But it's a very weird situation. It's a little, almost like a love triangle, because both Gollum and Sam adore Frodo and can't stand each other. They hate each other. Sam is suspicious of Gollum. Gollum knows Sam is suspicious of him. Sam was the one who attacked him in the first place when they fought and so forth. So there's a weird kind of emotional triangle that goes on here. Gollum guides the hobbits through the hills of the Emmon Mule, through the dead marshes where they would have died if Gollum hadn't been there to help them. And then, out of nowhere, they meet Faramir. And this is very parallel to how out of nowhere they met Strider back in Bree. And Faramir is the brother of Boromir. He's of the men of Gondor. He's of the Numenorean race of men, a group of men who we'll see in the first part of The Return of the King who still remember their elvish lore and are still connected to elves in some way. And Faramir is completely, completely honorable. So he says, as a rash promise, he says something like, if I found it lying on the roadside, I wouldn't take it, not knowing that Frodo has the ring. And then when he finds out that Frodo has the ring, he holds himself bound by that promise. That's how much Faramir values his word. Faramir, just like Galadriel before or Elrond before that, helps Frodo and Sam. There's a whole extra confrontation with Gollum that we don't need to go into right now. But basically, Gollum proposes to lead Frodo and Sam into Mordor through a secret path. They already tried the main gate. They saw that they couldn't get in there. So they're trying to do a secret path called Cirith Ungol, which means the Pass of the Spider. And Gollum is planning a treachery. Gollum's idea is that the giant spider who lives in the cave will eat Frodo and Sam, but not keep the ring, and then he, Gollum, can get the ring, and he won't have actually broken his promise not to hurt Frodo, since someone else will have done it. While Frodo and Sam and Gollum are on the stairs of Cirith Ungol, Tolkien develops what we would call metafiction, fiction about fiction, where he has Sam talking about, Mr. Frodo, do you think we're in a book right now? Are we in a story and someone's reading the story to their son? And the son says, let me hear more about Frodo, the great hero, the most famousest of all the hobbits. And Frodo laughs and says, what about Samwise? He's real. Frodo would have gotten nowhere without him. So the two characters are, in a non-ironic way, they're aware that they're in a story. And they look outside of the story. And at that moment, Sam asks of Gollum, Gollum, are you the hero or are you the villain? Which do you want to be? And Gollum isn't there. Now, this is so important because it has great bearing on the problem of evil. How does evil exist? What is evil like? How is Gollum evil? And the question is Gollum, in his own mind, the hero of his own story? The story of good old Smeagol, Gollum's original name, and how Smeagol got the ring back? Or is Gollum so damaged and so broken that even in his own mind, he's not the hero of his own story? And I bring this up because in a lot of discussion of Tolkien, there's all this talk that everybody's black and white, there's only good, there's only bad. Well, this is utter nonsense, as we'll see with Denethor later on, as we've already seen with Boromir, but most of all with Gollum. You can't really clearly determine, is Gollum even the hero in his own story? And it's very sad, actually. And Tolkien emphasizes that sadness a little bit later on